Title: Melodic Identity with Few Notes Using Arrangement View Intermediate. Alright, let's build a drum and bass hook that feels like a signature using almost no notes. This is one of those less is more skills that separates loops from actual tracks, because in DNB, the drums are fast, the bass is heavy, and anything too melodic gets swallowed. So the goal isn't a big chord progression. The goal is a logo, a motif. We're going to take a tiny palette, like three notes, and make it feel emotional, memorable, and alive using arrangement view, repetition, phrasing, call and response, layering, and automation. By the end, you'll have a 64-bar sketch at around 174 BPM with a hook that stays recognizable through the drop, changes character in the breakdown, and comes back with variation without writing more notes. Let's go. First, set up the project for DNB workflow. Set your tempo to 174 BPM. Anywhere from 172 to 176 is fine, but I'll talk like we're at 174. Hit Tab to make sure you're in arrangement view. Now set your loop brace to 16 bars. We're going to build the drop section first, because that's where the hook has to prove it can survive the pressure. Create two MIDI tracks, one called Hook Lead, another called Hook Support. Optional, add an audio track called FX Resample, if you like printing and reversing things later. And if you already have your drums and bass groups, great. If not, that's fine. This lesson is about the hook and their arrangement thinking. Quick mindset shift before we write anything. Your hook must cut through break, transience, and sub-energy. So we're not aiming for pretty. We're aiming for recognizable. Now pick a tiny note palette, 3 to 5 notes max. Choose a key that behaves well in drum and bass. F minor is classic and weighty. G minor can feel a touch brighter. D sharp minor is tense and dark. I'm going to use F minor as the example. Here's the practical approach. Pick the root, the minor third, and the perfect fifth. So in F minor, that's F, Ab, and C. That's already enough to write something that sticks. If you want optional tension later, you can sprinkle in something like GB, which is that flat 2 darkness, or E, the major 7, for an uneasy pull. But for now, stay disciplined. 3 notes. If you want guardrails, you can drop Ableton's scale MIDI effect on the hook track and set it to your chosen scale. But don't let it become autopilot. Use your ears. The vibe matters more than the theory being perfect. Now we write the motif. Go to the hook lead track. Create a 1-bar MIDI clip. Set your grid to 1/16. Because drum and bass lives in that microrhythm world. And remember this, rhythmic identity beats melodic complexity in DNB. Let's place 3 notes in a rhythm that feels like it can loop forever. Try this rolling syncopation pattern. First note right on 1.1. Second note on 1.2.3. Third note on 1.4. Use only your 3-note pool, F, Ab, C. The exact order is your choice. A safe starting point is something like F, Ab, then C. But you should experiment. Sometimes starting on the fifth feels more hooky, because it avoids sounding like a nursery rhyme. Trust the feel. Now do something important. Note length. Make most notes short, like a 1/16 to 1/8. Then choose one note to be longer, to act like an anchor. That long note is what makes the phrase feel like it lands, instead of just chattering. Then do velocity. Don't leave it flat. If everything is at velocity 100, it'll feel like a MIDI demo. Accent the call note. That's usually your first note of the bar. Put it around 100 to 115. Then make the response notes lower, like 70 to 95. You're basically writing a sentence with dynamics. Statement, answer, landing. And here's a coach trick. Treat your 3 notes like a logo, not a melody line. Your identity comes from where those hits land, how they end, and what answers them, not from adding extra pitches. Next, pick a hook sound that actually reads through the drums. We'll stick with Ableton stock so you can rebuild this anywhere. On hook lead, load Waveeatable. Operator works too, but Waveeatable is fast for tone shaping. Start with something clear, a sine or triangle flavor if you want it clean, or a mild saw if you want bite. You don't need a huge supersaw. In DNB, huge often turns into messy. Now build a simple stock chain. Add auto filter. Set it to low pass 24 dB, LP 24. Set cutoff somewhere around 1.2 to 3 kHz to start, depending on how bright your oscillator is. Add a bit of drive, like 2 to 6 dB, for weight and presence. Then add saturator. Analog clip mode. Drive around 2 to 6 dB. Turn soft clip on. This is a big one for small speakers. You're adding harmonics so the hook is audible without turning it up. Then add echo. Try a time of 1/8 or 3/16 for that DNB bounce. Keep feedback low, like 10 to 25%. and filter the echo so it's not throwing low end everywhere. High pass the echo around 300 to 600 Hz, then add utility. Keep width controlled. You can try 80 to 120%, but be careful. And to a quick sanity rule, the Hawk should mostly live in the mid-range, roughly 500 Hz to 5k Hz. If it fights the snare, it loses. Also, high pass the Hawk, often somewhere around 150 to 300 Hz. The exact spot depends on your bass, but treat the subspace as sacred. Now let's lock the motif into the arrangement. Duplicate that one bar clip across 16 bars in arrangement view. If you do only that, it will sound like a loop, so we'll add phrasing. Phrase discipline is the difference between I made a pattern and I arranged a track. Think in 4-bar or 8-bar sentences. Here are two easy phrasing moves. Every 4 bars, create a tiny gap right before the phrase resets. For example, mute the hook at bar 4 beat 4, just for that tiny moment. That negative space makes the listener feel the structure. Or every 4 bars, remove the last note. Same pitches overall, but now it breathes. Now add call and response without adding notes. Bars 1 to 2. Play the motif as is. That's the call. Bars 3 to 4. Keep the same pitches but change the rhythm. That's the response. This is the core trick. Same note set. Different rhythm and tone equals a new sentence without new notes. Now we create the support layer. Same notes, different roll. Go to hook support. Copy the same MIDI clip over, but change the register and sound. This layer is not there to be another lead. It's there to add width, atmosphere, and continuity. Think of it like the fog around a streetlight. Load wavetable or analog. Choose something smoother. Add more sustain. Add a little unison if you want, but don't overwiden. Then add auto filter. LP12 is fine. Cut off around 600 Hz to 2k Hz. Light resonance. Add chorus ensemble. Low to mid amount. Control is everything in DNB. Chorus can get blurry fast. Add reverb. Size around 20 to 40%. Decay maybe 1.5 to 3.5 seconds. And high pass the reverb. Low cut around 250 to 600 Hz. Then add EQ8 and high pass the support layer up to 200 to 400 Hz. You're not allowed to steal energy from the bass. Now arrange this layer like an evolution tool. Bring it in only for the last 4 bars of the intro as a hint. Then bring it in quietly for the first 8 bars of the drop. Then let it be more present in the breakdown. This creates identity growth without adding notes. It feels like the hook is arriving. Now the arrangement view power move. Automation. We're going to make the hook evolve using just 3 automation targets. Auto filter cutoff on the lead. Reverb send amount for throws. Saturator drive for intensity. Here's a clean, practical plan for a 16-bar drop. Bars 1 to 4. Keep cutoff a bit lower. Keep it tighter, and keep reverb minimal. This makes space for the drums to hit. Bars 5 to 8. Open the cutoff by about 10 to 20%. Add a tiny bit of drive, like plus 1 to 2 dB. Not a massive jump, just enough to say we're moving forward. Bars 9 to 12. Do one reverb throw. This is important. Don't slap a huge reverb directly on the hook track. Put reverb on a return track, and automate the send just for the last note at the end of the phrase. Like the last note of bar 12. That throw becomes a transition without washing out the entire hook. Bars 13 to 16. Slightly brighter, but drier. Reduce the reverb send. Dry feels forward. Wet feels distant. That contrast is arrangement. And here's another pro move. Automate in contrast blocks, not just a constant ramp. 4 bars darker, 4 bars brighter, then darker with more drive, then bright and dry. The switching feels intentional and arranged. Now let's talk groove, because you can make a 3-note hook feel expensive with micro timing. Go inside the MIDI clip and pick 1 or 2 notes. Nudge them slightly late, like 5 to 15 milliseconds, if you want that laid-back roller lean. Or nudge 1 note slightly early, like 5 to 10 milliseconds, if you want urgency for darker minimal vibes. Keep it subtle. If the snare starts sounding flammied against your hook, you've pushed too far. Next, breakdown technique. Motif subtraction. In DNB, breakdowns often feel bigger by going smaller. For your breakdown section, keep only 1 note from the motif, usually the root, like F, or your tension note if you're using one. Stretch it into a long note. Filter it. Drown it in reverb. Make it feel like a memory of the hook, not the hook itself. Then right before the drop returns, reintroduce the original rhythm so it feels like a payoff. A simple 64-bar map you can follow. Bars 1 to 16, intro, hook filtered, support hinting. Bars 17 to 32, drop 1, hook and bass together. Bars 33 to 48, breakdown, single note identity stretched. Bars 49 to 64, Drop 2. Hook returns with variation. Now let's do variation without new notes. This is where people usually panic and start adding random extra pitches. Don't. Use these reliable techniques instead. 1. Octave displacement. Every 4 bars, take one note and pop it up an octave. Register equals emotion. Mid-range is stable. A sudden octave pop is a spotlight. 2. Rhythm flip. Turn 1/8 into 2/16 hits. Same pitch, different energy. 3. Ghost note. Add a super quiet hit right before the main note, velocity like 20 to 40. It adds urgency without becoming a new melody. 4. Timbre swap. Duplicate the lead to a second track, change wavetable position or filter character, and alternate every 8 bars. Same motif, different voice. 5. Resample and reverse. Print the hook to auto, take the last tail, reverse it, and lead it into the next section. Classic tension move. If you do resample work, drop the audio into simpler in slice mode and do quick rechops. That's an easy way to create fills and transitions without inventing new melodic content. Now let's quickly cover common mistakes so you can avoid wasting time. First, writing too many notes and calling it a hook. In drum and bass, rhythm and timbre usually carry the identity. Second, hook clashes with the bass. High pass it. Keep low end mono and clean. Third, no phrasing. If it loops 16 bars with zero subtraction or change, it becomes a ringtone. Fourth, too wide in the low mids. Stereo below roughly 300 to 500 Hz can wreck drop impact and mono compatibility. Fifth, all movement comes from random effects. Automate intentionally. Cut off, drive, send throws, not plug-in roulette. A couple darker and heavier DNB pro tips if you want extra minutes. Add a tension note sparingly, like GB in F minor. Write it phrase ends before resolving back to F. If you do it all the time, it stops being tension. Try subtle redux for grit. Pitch reduction around 10 to 14. Downsample low and maybe automate it for a fill. Make the motif talk with the bass. Let the bass dominate bars 1 to 2. Then the hook answers in bars 3 to 4, or swap that around. Call and response across instruments is huge. Add a tiny pitch envelope for stab energy. Even a fast drop of 5 to 20 cents can make a note feel more aggressive and percussive. And sidechain the hook to the snare, not just the kick. Use compressor with sidechain input from your snare. This audio version is shortened for playback.